talk with Meezy and DT.
Oh man, back at it again, of course. Oh man,
we on the third episode.
Yep. Already.
I think we got a good one for y'all, man. For real.
Yeah.
We gonna come with it. We gonna throw a curveball at you. We gonna come with some other topics, you know.
Yeah, actually, talking about some shit.
No, it's real talk with Meezy and DT. We gonna try to keep the conversations that everybody don't want to talk about, you know.
Of course.
You can't just have these talks with everybody because everybody don't understand.
Yeah. People sometimes even get offended.
For real. Like, everybody just need to hear each other out.
For real. People always want to get mad. Like, no, hear me out. Like, no, don't be trying to hear nothing. Stubborn.
Sometimes you just gotta listen to see where a person coming from, but sometimes that don't even be enough for them.
Hell no. If they gotta, a lot of people gotta be right. Their views and all that gotta be. Nothing can change. If you can bring so many facts, you can debunk everything. Next to them, like, no, like, okay, whatever.
Shit, you ain't gotta debunk it. Just send it halfway. People still, they won't meet you halfway. You could ask all type of questions. They won't answer them. If they do answer them, they still see only what they see.
For real.
And I ain't just talking about drunk conversation. Like, I done had some, like, sober, straight to face to face conversation with some motherfuckers, and it's just like, no. They stuck in it. I mean, I get it. I'm stuck in my ways too, but.
It's understandable.
I like to see what... I like to explore other people's minds.
Yeah, people, they get comfortable in their ways. It's no... Nothing wrong with that. You want to stay comfortable. Nothing wrong with that. If it works for you, shit. Let it work for you. But the shit motherfuckers trying to put people on, it's just like, come on now. But especially like shit like health. Man. Motherfuckers be trying to put people on like that organic shit. Motherfuckers like, no, I don't think I can do that, man.
Or eating no meat. Like, the organic shit.
Not even organic, like.
I fuck with it.
Not even organic. I should have said that. Like, just vegetables, like, eat, like, just eating no meat, like you said. Yeah,
holistic.
You know, all natural, all organic shit. Like, that's the way to go. Like, for real, for real.
That shit hard, though, man. I mean, think about it, like.
So hard.
When you, like, actually kicking it, sometimes motherfuckers go on spurs where you just kicking it. And you gotta. I hate eating bags of chips. Sometimes you got to.
Like, for real, like, damn.
Sometimes you gotta eat some fried chicken that ain't fried with organic coconut oil. Like, it's a lot of different shit that go with this health shit.
For real. Fucking water. I fuck with Fiji and.
Fiji.
And Ice Mountain.
I thought Fiji was one of the bad ones.
Nah. Not Fiji.
I could have sworn I seen some shit. Fiji was a bad one. I never dug too deep on it because I ain't never drank Fiji like that, but
in Fiji,
I just seen the other day they got like an actual like it was like a 500 gallon tug of alkaline water. I was like, damn.
Yeah, alkaline, that's where it's at. For real, the best.
Yeah.
For real though, man, that's where it's at. Everybody be on this fake shit too, like the pills. I understand if you like go through like a surgery or you like real sick and you actually like really need it, but people will take it like just for every little thing. You get the sniffles, you get a small little headache. No, you can like drink something like herbal, like
tea.
Like, for real, I drink a lot of tea.
Ginger root and lemon.
Like, for real, like, it's like, so much shit out there you could be drinking.
All taking. The ibuprofen, Tylenol, all that shit, man, like, that ain't doing nothing but just breaking down your cells.
Yeah. Like, it works, of course. Yeah, they're gonna make it work that way, but they're still fucking you up.
That's why they call it a drug. Mm-hmm. Pharmaceuticals are drugs. Drug dealers.
Yep. $1 billion industry drug
dealers. Shit. Meat sellers are drug dealers. Shit. They selling steroids.
Yep. Crazy. We need to start watching what we eating, y'all. Y'all get mad when we, when somebody be like, tell somebody like, lose, they need to lose weight. Like, hey, we just looking out for you. Especially if they come at you in a caring way, then yeah, like, well, why won't you like consider that instead of getting mad? You know what I'm saying?
You know, I told about a month or two ago. I was like really on no eating meat, and I was telling people at work. I wasn't telling people at work, but it's just like they would always invite me to dinners and shit, and I'll go. They'd be like, I wouldn't get meat. They'd be like, what, you don't eat meat? I'm like, yeah. So what you eat? I'm like, well, fuck, you see what's on my plate. But they was just saying all type of shit, and it's like, it went on for a minute, and finally I was like, all right, man, I'm back eating meat. Like, shut the fuck up. Like,
hell no.
They was just, man, it was blowing the fuck out of me.
People, man. They really think that's the main source of protein, too, people like that.
Hell no.
Like, well, y'all are crazy, man.
Man, there's so many other ways you get protein.
So many. All these vegetables around here.
That's the thing, like, people, I ain't gonna lie. When I growing up, I ain't like vegetables, but, like, now that I know what a vegetable is,
yeah,
like,
now that you like actually cook,
yeah,
you know what to do with that shit. Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's just when you was growing up, shit, it wasn't always being cooked.
Right. Yeah, for you just look at it like just as it is. You ain't like seasoning it. You ain't like sauteing it or nothing.
I ain't never even had that shit. It was just plain here go the vegetable. Yeah, it ain't seasoning nothing.
Yeah, so. For real. Like carrots are great. Like as a kid, I think I liked them as a kid, but a lot of kids won't like them.
Nah, I like carrots. I fuck with carrots.
Carrots and ranch, I was always the shit.
See, I never like, I ain't, man, it's so many things I ain't start eating until about 2 years ago.
That shit's crazy.
Like ranch, I never ate ranch until two, three years ago.
No!
For real.
That's crazy.
It's, man, I'm telling you, it was like, I was always a picky eater, but now, shit, I try to spread it out, eat some different shit. Yeah.
I always tried everything as like when I was younger. I tried everything. Like, I see why not. If I didn't like it, I never tried it again. That's all it was. But
I used to eat apples. I used to love apples. I didn't eat bananas. I used to try, but every time I eat a banana, I throw up. But certain fruits used to make me throw up.
That's crazy.
I can eat everything but a banana. I don't really care for bananas anyway. But
that's crazy.
My shit, grapefruit.
I fucking green grapes heavy.
Yeah, I don't really crave for grapes. Kiwi and grapefruit.
Kiwi, that's the shit. I just learned from this chick on Twitter. She said you can eat the kiwis whole.
Damn, you know, when I first started eating them, I used to think that. But you know, if you think about it, like, shit, you eat an apple whole.
Exactly, yeah.
They say the banana peel good.
Yeah.
They say good in fiber, right?
Yep. For real.
So shit, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It made perfect sense. I ain't eating an orange hole.
No, but I
know what you mean though. But I'm just saying. So I won't eat an orange hole though. So y'all don't try that. Anyway, if you want to go ahead with it, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
Orange peel, that's nasty. I want to smoke some weed that tastes like an orange peel. Somebody soaked that shit in it. Or something like that.
Nah, man. One of my cousins used to do that shit. They used to put them orange peels in their weed. Like, man.
Tastes like straight up orange peel.
Like, what the fuck is this? Like, like you think just because you pop a pill in here, it changed the color a little bit. So, what you trying to do? You're like, that's where that fucking pill shit came from. Motherfuckers putting them pills in their weed. That's where it had to come from. Come on.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's where it had to come from.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. Fuck about the extra shit.
Because the motherfuckers be like, look, man, look at these orange hairs. I'm like, man, you put the orange pill in there. Of course it got orange hairs. Like, how often do you see some weed that got in Wisconsin? Got orange hairs?
I mean, I see it.
Because it got the pill. Straight up.
I wouldn't doubt it. All that enhanced shit.
If you don't see no purple in that bitch, it ain't no... It got the pill. If it's orange and purple, yeah, that's some real shit. If it's just orange and green, and dark green at that, nah. You know, people on this health thing still, people give marijuana a bad rap. Like, I can't lie, like, I done seen a lot of people get through just from marijuana being having the flu and cancer. Like, think about that. Like, yeah. I've seen people, they smoke the whole time they got cancer, then as soon as they start smoking, they die.
Shit crazy. Like, that shit really cures everything. Everything. That's why if they were making money off of it, nobody was making money off of it.
I'm not gonna say it cures you.
No, it does. A lot of shit, bro.
I think it helps you. I know it cures stuff, but is that the marijuana or is that the oil?
That's the marijuana.
Yeah. I've been still trying to do my research on that.
The oil, though, yeah. That helps out a lot. You talking about, yeah, okay, yeah. I'm high. Yeah.
Man, it's like, everybody got to worry about their health, and, you know, everybody got somebody they know that's in jail. Like, you got to think about their health. Like, it's fucked up out here. What you think it is in there?
For real.
I don't know. I went to jail 5 days. I ain't eat shit in there. Like, I came out.
That shit.
Looking like a dog. Like a skinny ass abandoned dog, man.
No, that shit. I thought motherfuckers gonna get at least some decent lemonade. I couldn't even get a decent lemonade.
Sugar water. Some decent lemonade.
Like, that's the one thing I was like, okay, they can't fuck up lemonade. Like, come on. And they completely, I was just like, come on, y'all didn't even try. It was like sugar water with like a little bit of sourness to it. I'm just looking like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was a dirty cup.
Man, I'm like, fuck this place. I was in there for only 9 days, though. That shit was hell. I'm nope.
I can't do jail, man.
That's too many dudes. Like,
yeah, the whole time I was in there, I ain't shower or nothing. For real. I ain't shower, I ain't eat.
I'm like, nope. Same thing.
It was this one nigga that was just kept circling the whole, because I was in Milwaukee. I was in like, it wasn't like it was jails where you got your own pies. I was in that one room with about 145 niggas.
Mm-hmm, that room. Like some kid and play and shit.
Yeah. And it was just this one nigga, I swear to God, this nigga's Neo twin brother.
That's funny.
He just starts, it was my bunkie, dude that we had, you know, we shared a bunk with, dude under me. This white boy just kept talking shit, he just kept talking to me. He talking shit to everybody else, but he keep talking to me. So if he talking to me, he associated with me. So this motherfucker just keep like eyeing me. Man, I was like, I'm not getting off this bed. Motherfucker, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm gonna go. And he's like, what's up? Do you fuck a white boy and all this? And somebody stepped up like, nah, he cool. He don't fuck with him. They just share bunkies together. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, tell that motherfucker if I'm gonna fuck him up. I was talking some racist shit, whatever. Man, long story short, this day I'm getting out, I'm finna like walk out to go out. These motherfuckers gonna start fighting and try to put me in all this shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna scoop my way out of this.
Oh, man.
I'm there for 5 days. Y'all there for how many ever months?
For real.
Cool.
Well, fuck that. No point in risking that. Ain't no point. No point in standing there any longer.
Fuck, risking it. I was there for 5 days. My mission was not to talk to nobody. I ain't eating shit. I ain't showering. I'll be out in 5 days.
Definitely fake. I ain't trying to talk to none of them motherfuckers. Either, like, for what? Like, I was kind of cool with them. They talk to me, I talk to them. Come sit by me and shit. Like, trying to make friends in there.
Exactly. Because all.
Especially ones they're going to be there for some years. Like, nah.
Not even that. It's like on some real shit. Like, what type of relationships are you going to build off that? I mean, yeah, if you look at those are like relationships you trying to build off on, okay, but. I'm trying to be legit.
Yeah, you might meet somebody in there that's going to, you might click with, I might kick it with outside of here, but nah, I was good as a motherfucker. Like, but nah.
Nah, on some real shit, though. Like, yo, we talking about health? Like, think about it. You ain't the healthiest in there. Your mind ain't right.
So, oh, shit, yeah.
When your mind ain't right, any relationship you build, like.
Yeah. That's why I'm bad.
Gonna be the best.
Yeah, that's why I'm bad. That's why I don't really talk to people like that.
I ain't knocking. I mean, I see people do it, but at the same time, I'm not gonna do it because I see underlying shit.
Yes. Oh, man. It's fucked up how they got us out here. Motherfuckers lie on this just to get us in there.
And don't even get us started on police brutality. Like, this shit going on crazy.
And motherfuckers are bold with it. They'll call the police real quick and they'll be fucking with you. And it could be because they know the police are really out to get this type shit. Yeah, I said it. But,
I mean, ain't people no are petty. Ain't no sugarcoating.
Yeah. People are petty, man. Like, people, I just don't understand it.
You know, to be fair to the cops that are good, but I mean, as a whole, the bad ones do make y'all all bad.
Yeah, cause it's a lot of motherfucking bad ones.
Yeah, it's a lot of bad ones, but there are some good ones. But
yeah, of course.
You know, that's a what you want to call it, cliche or whatever. But
no, you right as a motherfucker.
But to give some credit to the ones that are good, I mean,
and the good ones can't even say anything.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. That's why you can't fuck with the police, because it's a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they all gonna protect one another. There's the ones that do step out, and then what happened to them? Their career go down the drain.
Yep.
Or they get pushed down behind a desk or some shit.
Like, yeah. Or get transferred, they got transferred or some shit.
Like, it's so much shit going on. Like, if you people just sit there and read, look up shit, it's so many cases that go. You see it, it's all big, and all of a sudden it just died down because another case comes. That died down because another case comes. Those cases, they not always solved, but the family get a settlement or some shit. Why would they get a settlement if nothing was done wrong?
For real. Think about that. It's shit crazy. And it's crazy to me how, you know, within the last 10 years, they've made more prisons than they've built schools. Build more prisons.
Shit,
in school.
Day by day, schools are going.
That shit is
crazy. You don't even see schools no more like that. Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, here's another thing. Everybody talking about police brutality. What about teacher brutality? Like, I was gonna get on like saying like, you know, they should build more schools and all that, but you know, I'm not saying it's a bad thing that they would build more schools, but I don't think, just like cops, there's a lot of bad teachers and there's a lot of good teachers.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like, I don't think homeschooling is such a bad idea.
No, I think it's a great idea. Yeah, I want to do it with my daughter.
I definitely want to do it with my kids. It's just like,
for real.
Shit, you got to pay the bills some way, shit, but I done heard ways, there's ways you can get paid to homeschool your kids and all that shit, but that's still in my research coming up.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be dope as hell. For real.
Because, I mean, you, like, the shit that's going on, you can't trust everybody with your kids.
Exactly. Like, fuck that, man. I don't trust nobody with my daughter like that. Really. Not really. But
I got boys, so shit. know, if something go wrong, they gonna, I'm always around, so they gonna say something or something. I'm always gonna know. But even then, it's like I'm still so protective over them. And I know they could hold their own, but it's like, damn, they, you see so much shit going on out in the world.
Yeah, and you see how crazy people are. It's like, this happened. There's so much shit that happens. You be like, what? Like, all these motherfucking rape cases that motherfuckers ain't even get time for.
And you see what's going on.
Just probation. Like, what? You talking about the black chicks dying and shit? Like,
It's been murder. Shit. Last time we talked, I told you it was maybe like 15.
Yeah.
Every day since then, it's probably been 2-3 more by day.
Really?
Being found in alleys.
Man. Like, dude. Are they, like, just dead or they're, like, missing, like, something?
Organs.
That's why I asked. I'm looking like, if it's happening like that, they have their fucking organs.
Well, it's been, that's been going on. Now it's just becoming females. Before it was males.
Yeah.
I forgot the number. It was, like, over since 2013 to 2017. It was, like, 15
something.
I remember
one dude at school was found in the mats.
Yeah.
And his organs was going like, what the?
Like, come on, man. That ain't by accident. Like,
I mean, for real. Like, got something I want.
Man, it's just crazy. Like, as a black man, like, that's the type of shit I think about. Like, when I go out the house, like, any shit can happen like that. Like, you don't know who watching around you. Like,
For real.
I don't be, you know, motherfucker be talking about, oh, I'm looking out for my ops and shit. Like, I don't worry about that shit.
Nah.
Like, I don't.
Cause bigger things to be worried about.
Exactly.
Fuck all that shit.
Like, fuck the opposition. Like, if that's the case, if you worry about some people, if you worry about one specific person, you should be worried about everybody then.
For real. Straight up. Motherfuckers don't love. Don't really like the thing, though. I seen something on Twitter earlier. This motherfucker was illegal. He was legal to live here. Mexican dude, I believe, in California. And they still arrested him and deported him, I believe.
He was selling like hot dogs or something?
No, he was in like a, he was in a suit, so I don't think he was selling hot dogs.
I swear to God, I see some shit, dude. We saw hot dogs on the street, and they was like, you know, he got his license and everything to sell what he's selling. They fucking with him.
So, like, they just, motherfuckers be abusing the fuck out of their power. And people who take up for police, like, and say they're just, none of them are bad, it's like, come on. There's people
they
like
that.
They
got a hard job. They got this.
They're scared for their lives.
That's what you signed up for.
Why are you scared for your life?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, what, when I go to work and I fuck up something and do this, like, damn, I tried this, I tried that. My boss be like, okay, you want to quit or you gonna fix it?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they bosses should be doing to them.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. And most of these people that are doing shit, they repeaters. It's like the signs have been there before.
For real. You look at their record like, wait, this happened what? How many years ago? Maybe 2 months ago.
Like, and people just forget, like, it was almost, I ain't gonna say almost, but it was a fucking ride in Milwaukee. What was that, a year ago, 2 years ago?
Damn, it was 2 years ago.
On Burleigh?
It was 2 years ago.
And that shit just got, you know, people just forgot about that shit quick.
Of course, distracted by something else.
That's the thing, like, people, attention span is so short.
So short. Like, damn, y'all remember this just happened? And that's what I think Kanye did.
Hey, yeah.
Like, he got y'all attention. He did some stupid shit to get y'all attention. And then he started getting deeper with the, like, conscious talk and all that shit, like, a little bit deeper. A little bit. He started making kind of sense after he did the dumb shit. And then he dropped the album because he knew y'all was going to listen to it.
Man.
And it works. He's a genius, honestly, when it comes to that.
No, he is. And I ain't going to lie. I heard his album. I ain't going to say it's fire or nothing, but, like, it's typical Kanye.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing different than what the fuck he been doing. The comments that he made not rapping, forget all that shit. Just listen to the music. Yeah. And then go back to those comments he made, and you might understand it a little bit. I don't know. I'm not saying I do, but it's just like, it kind of gives me a little more light on it.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's been so long since he's been out there doing his thing. And now you just come back popping all this shit. That's some bullshit, really.
Yeah.
Really, when it boils down to it,
J. Cole,
he
called him up for that shit.
He don't know what he's talking about. I think he got an idea of what he's talking about, but he don't know how to put it out there.
Yeah. He was all, and he, honestly, Kanye was always like that. He does, like, with the I am a God thing, like.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, definitely. He didn't put that out right. He didn't put that out the right way. I know where he's coming from, but.
Think about it. This is the man that made Jesus walk.
Next thing you know, he's saying, I am a God.
The motherfuckers killed him for it. And it's like, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing? But after 3-4 weeks, they was like, man. Nah, he was right. He was right. Not saying that he's right now. I don't think he ever gonna be right now. But I'm just saying, like, Kanye doing what Kanye doing for himself. Like, he gonna say, like, he don't give a fuck about the people.
He really don't.
He been said that. He didn't come out and say that, but in so many ways he done said that.
Yeah, even Charlamagne called him out about that shit. He was like, why is it always about you? You used to be up with this. On that interview.
The George Bush shit.
What about
you talking about, why are you like this when you was like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he's like, but think about it.
Completely.
I ain't trying to stick up for the man, cause I don't see nothing he doing is right. But I'm just, we sitting there talking, so I'm thinking, like, what if, like, when he said George Bush don't care about black people, like, he put himself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think black people stood next to him, but at the same time, maybe they didn't fuck with him how he want them to fuck with him.
Hey,
and he now that's why he, like, he trying to see a different view.
Honestly, you know? Like, man, he made some great art. Like,
yeah,
his first 3 CDs were all about college and how he went to college, and like that was just his life. That's what, like, the way he painted that graduation. That was the end of that Kanye.
Yeah,
and you could. 808s and Heartbreaks was his next CD. That's how you know.
I didn't care for that.
I liked it a lot. Songs. Like, honestly, I liked it a lot because I see where he was coming from with the art and what had, like, he graduated from. I think he did something. And then he changed his whole thing. I ain't gonna elaborate too much on that. I'll do that on another show, but that man did something real bad to make him change that way, made him graduate. And he knew he was going to have to change it up. And that's what he did. Can't blame him.
I get it. But it fucked me up because Kanye from Chicago. He from the north side, but he from Chicago.
Yeah.
But you don't see no ounce of Chicago in him.
No.
He was a person that was always Chicago this, Chicago that. But you never really seen no Chicago in him.
Yeah. True. True, true. Sad. he ain't rep it like that either.
He ain't what?
He ain't really rep it like you think somebody would at his level. Like, always.
He
like,
put it in his raps, but
yeah,
here and there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was barely, like, yeah, you could have did it more. I wonder why Twista and Rockefeller didn't work out, like, longer.
Shit, the whole Dame Dash and Jay-Z, they split.
No, that was, it was way before that, though. Like, Twista was with them.
But that was starting to happen then.
Nah, because Twista was with them when Kanye only had his, like, first album.
Shit.
That was his first album. Twista was with Rockefeller. And that was before.
Twista first album?
No, not Twista.
Oh, Kanye first album.
Because Slow Jams is when Twista came on Rockefeller. And that was on Kanye's first CD. That was on Kanye's and Twista's CD, I believe. I could be wrong about on
Slow
Twista's.
Jams?
Yeah.
I think
it was on Jamie Foxx.
It was just on Twista's.
It was just on. Wait. So Slow Jams wasn't on. college dropout? So it wasn't. It was just on.
You know, yeah, yeah, you right. You absolutely right. It was on both of them.
Okay.
It was on Kamikaze and College Dropout. Yeah, you right.
I'm not too sure about the Twista one now, but I could be right, I could be wrong, I don't know.
I could.
It sounded like it.
I could have sworn that was what it was.
I wouldn't doubt it. But yeah. That shit. That was like, that's why I said it was way earlier, and he only stayed with it for like a little bit.
But to be honest, I don't think he actually signed no actual deal with them. I think he was just like getting ready to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They fell out.
Yeah. That is what it was, honestly. Sipping on Crown too. Straight. Oh, man. What up, Smokey? Got Smokey the Cat in here with us. Chilling. Hope y'all enjoying the show so far. Oh man. Excuse the babble. I'm high as fuck. Crossfade. Oh man. Hungry as hell too. I need something to eat when I get back to the cuisine. Hit up the comments, instant messages, all that, DMs, all that. If you got any questions, if you think we wrong about something.
What we on though? What we on? 11:19 that night, like. We just cooling, man. I ain't doing a little bit too much.
Hell no. Chilling like a motherfucker. Watching old ass NBA game. Sean Kim. Oh, hell yeah.
96 Seattle. Chicago.
Supersonics Bulls. Classic shit. Back when there weren't that many 3-point shooters.
Shit, back when the winning coach was still playing.
Crazy.
Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta give credit when credit's due.
For real. George Kerr.
He looked young as hell. You know, man, I'm excited for the NBA this year because I don't know if I'm going to be watching the NFL this year. I want to, but it's a lot of bullshit going on with the whole kneeing thing and all that. Like,
yeah.
I think what needs to happen is all the black players need to sit out for a week.
Man.
Like, real shit.
It wouldn't be full teams.
Exactly. They wouldn't have enough players.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how much money the NFL make in 1 week. Not just one team. The whole NFL. That would just take away so much. Like, that could probably fuck up a whole franchise.
You know what's funny? Remember the Boondocks was talking about that? Martin Luther King came?
Yeah.
Some of all the black players sitting out, stop playing and shit.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really care for that episode, but that shit had some gems in it.
Duh, it had a lot of gems.
Yeah, it had a lot of gems. I just felt like it was kind of like making a mockery. Kind of like. They play Martin Luther King a little bit. Just a little bit.
How?
I don't know. It's like the way he talked and all that. It was like, it was kind of, it was kind of like.
I see you come from there, yeah.
His voice wasn't right.
Yeah. Like, they tried too hard to be him and shit. Like they had him preaching, like, with every word. Yeah.
Regular conversation.
Like, it's not like you preaching already. Like, okay, we get it. It's a reverend.
Well, nah, we get it. It's comical, but that's what it's supposed to be. I'm just saying, like, they played him a little bit.
Yeah, that's too funny. But yeah, that was, man, Boondocks. When they fell off, I was just like, no, I see it. Well,
I seen it. I heard they were supposed to be coming out with a movie.
A movie?
Yeah.
You lying. About
a year ago, I seen that shit.
Duh. I easily see that shit.
If they, hell yeah. If they come out with a movie, I don't care if it flop or not, I'll be glad that they did that shit.
Yeah.
Because you know they ain't coming out with no more series. I think now it would be too shit. Riley, he got kids somewhere now. Shit, they can't come back no more.
Easily, Riley got kids somewhere. That's
funny. Shit, he off the grid somewhere.
For real, living or like on a mountain or something.
If Pop's alive, shit, you know he with Tom kicking it.
If you still got all that money, probably gambling or something.
Come on, honey. You want a beverage?
No. Random. The Killer Kung Fu Wolf Bitch. Wolf Bitch. That's one of my favorite episodes, though.
One of my favorite ones, what the fuck? Not Stink Meter. Nah, you know what? That part is one of my Stink Meter.
Stink Meter, that's probably in my top three.
I think it's the Return of Stink Meter.
That was hilarious.
Hey, bitch, nigga.
Ghostface was in it.
Nah, I gotta go to the
what are you saying, nigga?
Yeah, in the parking lot. In the parking lot.
Terry Crews was that dude. He played the voice of that dude.
For real?
They kicked in the chest. Yup, that was Terry Crews. I found that out like way after. Yup. I ain't find that out. A lot of people don't know that because they don't really put that out there.
Hey, a lot of people don't know that my baby, no homo, is Riley. Regina King, man, she been sexy since Boys in the Hood.
Hey, for real though, who you call love? I ain't know.
Oh, my bad, bitch.
You. Oh man, fuck Ice Cube.
Hey, he a goat.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't give him his credit. A lot of people discredit him from going from gangster rap to kid movies.
Man, that's investing your money smartly, honestly.
Not even that, like, motherfuckers supposed to be gangster forever.
No, but like, a lot of people get into rapping and just stay in rap. And don't, like, they'll make their money off other things. Yeah, but like, he made it. Like, he invested in his own everything. Not everything, but like, own production company and shit.
Cube Vision?
Yeah, like, own production. Like, why not? That's what, man, that's what I want to do in the, like, the ultimate run. I want to be a fucking director, like, for real.
All I know is I want to do some shit with entertainment in the background. I ain't trying to be that nigga in the front. Like, this podcast shit.
I definitely feel you.
We gonna do some skits and shit, but I mean, I don't plan on making that shit go far. That's just all promotion. Yeah. All just, you know, we got a funny side to us too, shit. We ain't just all serious with these conversations. Like, we could really crack jokes and shit, but it's just like, you know, I don't want to be the nigga out there shaking my ass doing all this. I want to, you know, you know, direct the motherfuckers and do that.
For real.
Or not even that. Like, I'll be down to do radio, be a radio personality. Like,
yeah.
I'm just not with all that extra shit.
Yeah. Damn. That means I would have to kind of be. Nah, I'm not. I can't, but nah. Y'all crazy. A lot of y'all are crazy. I don't know y'all, y'all don't know me. And if y'all do know me, it don't even matter. So just if I ain't trying to talk to you, man. It's a lot of times I see a lot of people and I just, they know I don't want to talk to them. So they don't talk to me. They be like, damn, you know, they look my way and everything. I look right at them, I'm just like, yeah. They won't say nothing to me. I'm glad. For those who do say something to me, I'm not saying you shouldn't. You can. Just don't expect, like, much. I'm not about to sit here and tell you my life story, what I've been up to and everything. It ain't your business. Y'all talk too much.
He's like, y'all talk too much.
Like, dudes, y'all, nowadays, y'all talk more than females. Y'all gossip. Like, man, what's wrong with y'all?
Hey.
Y'all like the females. Like, just like them. Gossip and just talk shit about another man. It's like, y'all, I don't know.
But you know what the thing is? They all kick with each other.
Oh yeah. They all kick each other and talk shit about each other.
Exactly.
It's like, nah, I seen that too much. I was like, I can't do it. Like, I know if y'all talk about this motherfucker, y'all talking about me too.
That's it. They be best friends.
Exactly.
Motherfucker, that's your best friend. Like that, you didn't spend the night at his house. You had nowhere to stay. You was at his house.
For real.
And you come in talking shit to me? I don't even know you like that.
Dog, you be like, wow. People, man.
Bro. Like, y'all need to get y'all act right, something. Like,
yes, y'all so, feminine nowadays. Like, for real.
Dude.
So feminine.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I got similarities, but it's like I got a big ass feminine. I kicked with the females, I kicked with the males, so I'm like in between the both. Like, I can touch on my sensitive side, I could be hard as fuck.
We need balance, all
yeah,
of us need balance.
Exactly. But yeah, okay, yeah, I'm right. I ain't gonna say feminine side. I'm touching my sensitive side, my hard side. Y'all niggas feminine.
Like, for real, y'all a little bit too on the sensitive side. Like, wait, you might want to come back to the, you know, the other side a little bit. Nah, a lot more. Y'all get my damn nerves. Y'all get mad when a motherfucker don't want to fuck with you like that. It's like, man, why you mad? Who cares like that? Motherfucker just. It is what it is. Y'all gotta stop that shit, though, like, as a whole.
Niggas be sensitive. You gotta give niggas some time to be sensitive. But
sometimes,
like,
yeah.
When you dealing with another man, you need to learn how to control your sensitivity. If you really need, if it's a sensitive matter, you really need to learn how to control that shit and put that shit in a manly way.
For real.
Like, I ain't trying to say I'm the most manly of mans and none shit like that, but it's just like a conversation. Like, what the fuck, yo, I'm not finna be bitched in this conversation, so. I don't know how else to put it.
Straight like that shit. Oh man, what's the time, man?
Like 45, 43. We gonna be checking the time on this shit, because you know we don't put too many hours in this shit. We done gone hours and all of a sudden
we should just stop recording.
Yeah, we on time limit with y'all, so we sorry.
We got y'all, but fuck, what else is there to do? Technology. Let's talk about motherfucking technology. So convenient. So damn convenient.
So detrimental.
Man, oh yeah, of course. Of course. Laziness. That's bringing us much laziness.
Technology make me want to go back to the old school. No bullshit. Like, you know, Eric, we used to have a true mama, and it wasn't your real mama. It was big mama, grandma, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But at the end of the day, my grandma didn't know what the fuck a cell phone was. Now it's 2018. My grandma got a cell phone. She on Facebook. I'm not even on Facebook.
Everybody got a cell phone. It's like 9-year-olds having cell phones. Like, what? A 9-year-old? Like, what do you mean?
I ain't gonna lie.
It's crazy. But now you have to have one.
Yeah, it's really like that. You have to have one.
Like,
right,
for
now.
Real. Have to. And that's how they made it. They made it that way. That's why they want it. Everybody has to have a cell phone so we can all be, you know, tracked and shit. But the technology is so convenient, though. You do everything. You You can do a lot of shit that you don't even got to get up to do anymore. Like, for real. Motherfuckers thought motherfuckers was lazy when we had, like, remote controls. Motherfuckers had to stop getting up to change the TV and shit. And we had remotes. Motherfuckers thought I was lazy. Now look at the shit we got that makes us lazy. That shit is crazy. Like, I was just saying, like, before you came back in, I was like, there was the TVs, they had no remotes at first. You had to get up and twist the knob. Next year we got remotes. We said, motherfuckers seen that as lazy.
Hey,
like,
some motherfuckers didn't have a remote, or they didn't have the knob.
Oh, they had to use the plier and shit.
Yep. No bullshit.
Oh, remember that shit, man. Oh, that was so many people's houses, though.
You had to put the fucking aluminum foil on the antenna to extend that motherfucker to get extra connection.
Man. Yep.
Come on, man.
Now it's like Wi-Fi. Shit, you got,
exactly. Mm. Like, I can go on my phone and play shit off my phone on my TV.
For real, there's so much shit that you don't gotta get up and do anymore, like, really.
Nothing. I be losing remotes all the time. Fuck losing a remote because I got my phone.
For real.
Yeah. Let me lose my phone, then I'm really fucked up.
A lot of kids be in the house nowadays. Like, if they wanna see their friends, they got phones. They can FaceTime each other.
And you know what's gay as fuck? You kids sitting here playing video games on FaceTime with your other fucking friends. Y'all used to get on there and put the headset on.
Yeah.
And play and talk with each other so the other people could hear you. Fucking camping motherfuckers. I can't stand y'all. I be seeing kids do that shit all the time. Like, y'all really on FaceTime with each other? And you see Apple, they going to, I think you go to 32 people FaceTime.
Yeah, I was looking like,
what? That's way...
That's a whole conference, my nigga.
Who the fuck are y'all talking to? 32 people.
That like, many people for what? I see 8.
Yeah, okay, 8. I even think that's pushing. That's 6.
Yeah. But that's even more.
32? Come on, my nigga. Mm. Jesus didn't even have 32 disciples.
For real. It's for real. It's crazy how important technology is now. Like, very, it's very important. All around us. The motherfuckers can hack into most of this shit. Y'all don't realize that. Motherfuckers can hack into your TV. Yeah. And look at it, look at you from there.
Hey, my mom, she got a webcam. She was, webcam, I could talk to everybody on this shit. I'm like, mom, we can talk to everybody on the phone. But I told her, I'm like, you know, people could hack into your computer and just watch you through there. What? Hell no. She took some paper and taped that shit up there. Ain't nobody watching me.
For real. I did that same shit. Like, mm-mm. Maybe just random people who just bored and want to hack into some shit. People are crazy. Got so much time on their hands.
I got some shit to tell you. You talking about hacking shit. What about these scammers?
Yeah.
I just got a check in the mail the other day for
$1,900. Yeah.
I was selling a deep freezer. This person was like, oh, I'll buy it, but I live in Arizona. I'm going to send my movies there to come get it and bring it to me, and I'll just pay you extra.
Yeah.
The fuck you going to pay me extra for? For me doing the same thing I would do for anybody else?
Yeah.
But I just stopped responding to them, Every day for like the past week and a half, they hit me up.
Yeah.
Did the check come yet? I never respond. Then, like, yesterday, the day before, the check came. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It was first priority mail.
Yeah.
I open it up. Check, $1,900. What the fuck is this for? I had to read, like, look all around that shit. I'm like, nah, this from that fucking scammer on Facebook. Nah. Fuck that. I see there's so many scams on Facebook. Everybody's scamming somebody on Craigslist, Facebook, Backlist, all that shit.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy. Like, technology, like, it's fucking up the world, man.
Yeah, we all love it.
Like, it's like you used to be able to go outside and know there's scam artists outside, but you didn't sit there and be able to talk to a scam artist and then go outside and meet them.
Crazy.
Like, the world, you know, we need the change. We need it. But at the same time, it's like, to what cost?
We need to go back to all natural.
And for real, like, people need to rebalance their life, rebalance their karmas and all that shit.
Y'all know what scares me? Y'all know what scares me? Like, there's animals and insects that have been around millions of years. They're becoming extinct. Why all of a sudden they're becoming extinct? What kind of shit is that? All of a sudden, like, all those years they've been living, now they're becoming extinct. All this unnatural shit, this is killing the earth.
Bees.
Like, come on.
These artificial ass bees.
This shit is nuts.
I mean, come on, man.
Animals going extinct.
I know I ain't the only one that be looking at my environment and be like, damn, shit done changed. You know, everything supposed to change, but everything's like, nah, that don't look right.
Like, there's not as many bees. Like, I really noticed that. Exactly. Like, I really noticed. I'm looking like, damn. No, when I was younger, there was bees, like, almost everywhere.
And the ones you see aren't really the fucking... the queens or anything like that. They're all males.
Yep. Dude, there used to be plenty of queen bees.
Exactly.
There's like, I see like, probably a couple a day. Back in the day, me and my cousins used to catch them for fun. We did a lot of little stupid shit.
Hey, another thing. Remember, I don't know what you called them, but, firefighter bugs?
Yeah, I used to take the bus off and put them in my ears.
What the fuck? I ain't never done no shit like that. I used to catch them and bust them.
I used to take the glowing part and put them in my ear. Earring.
I used to bust them, rub it on my fingers, and it was like glowing.
Yeah, that's why I put them in my ear, like earrings that glow in the dark and shit. That's what I did.
Fuck all that.
So you put it on your head, you spin it on your head, which you wouldn't put it in your ear.
I wasn't touching my face and all
that. It's my ear, though, ain't my face.
I wasn't touching nothing on my face. Nothing on my head, just in my hands.
Yeah, okay.
Playing in dirt. But on some real shit, I swear to God, I moved to Wisconsin when I was 9. Yeah, something like the 9 and 10. Before that, I always seen them. Once I moved to Wisconsin, I never seen him again. I've never seen him in Wisconsin.
I seen a lot in the mill. I seen a lot of them. I don't see him anymore though. Like really?
Nah, that I've never.
I seen honestly. Damn.
I've seen
like once, like every 2 months. Honestly, one every like what? 2 or 3 months. Not even like in the winter, even like in the summer. I'll see like.
But I remember. No
bullshit,
back,
like one.
I remember back in the early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, shit like that. When you see one, you see plenty of
them. Yeah, I know. That's why that's crazy. Everything going like extinct, dude. All this unnatural shit. I'm telling y'all. We are telling y'all.
But hey, y'all, we going to have to take a commercial break, take a little intermission, because, you know, we got to chop these motherfuckers up, because we ain't. I don't know about you, but I ain't finna be doing no more hours and hours.
Yeah, fuck
and
that. Then,
oh, we gonna go back because this some organic shit right here.
Yeah.
We don't have shit like this and then, oh, it wasn't recording. We have to go back, like, you can't duplicate that shit.
Yeah, like, for real. So, yeah.
So, we gonna chop this up.
Quick break.
We got y'all. We gonna be back.